T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
All right, Jen. Yesterday morning, we had a conversation with a guy named Craig.
Okay.
And he wants us to go ghost hunting for Mia.
What's the story with Craig and Mia?
They met on Match. They had a date that turned into dinner. And he sent her one text message, like, that night to make sure that she got home safe or whatever.
Okay.
Then sent her a text message the next day that was, like, a sarcastic, like, want to cut out of work early? And then she vanished. Has not responded since. Did I get all that? Did I leave anything out?
Yep, that's right.
So one date, couple text messages, no more.
No more. And this happened.
Does that even deserve a ghost hunt?
And this happened like a month ago.
Yeah, he said that they talked for about a week before they actually met up, exchanged numbers, went on a date. He said it went great and it went hours over what they thought. And then she just stopped texting the very next day.
And
so he just wants this for like a tutorial, like what he did wrong, or
a personal assessment, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's still active on Match. I'm not familiar with dating on Match.com, but apparently you can see if somebody's active or not.
Okay.
All right, Craig, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll call Mia, and you're going to be on hold, so you just get to listen into the whole conversation we have with Mia, and then we'll come back to you afterwards and get your thoughts, all right?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, calling Mia. Kelly Cheese, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you that you don't have to do the uncomfortable part?
I'm so happy. I was about to be like, dibs. I'm not going to do that. It's on you, Jen.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mia?
This is she.
Hey, Mia, this is Jen from the Jeff and Jen Show. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm here with Jeff and Kelly Cheese and the whole crew, and we are calling to chat with you during a segment that we have called Ghost Hunting. Have you ever heard it before?
Oh, yeah.
So Mia, you are the ghost, and we are actually calling on behalf of Craig, who you had a match with on Match, and he said you guys had a great date that extended a little bit longer than what he thought it was going to, right?
Yep, he said that you guys went to drinks at Lady Bird and talked for hours, ended up having dinner, had a great time. He thought you were really beautiful. And
then no more. So he just was wondering what happened, why you ghosted.
Oh, I'm trying to remember which one Craig is. Sorry.
Girl, yes, you sound like me. I like you already.
So you're dating quite a bit, I'm guessing, Mia.
Yeah. So wait, said we went to Lady Bird?
Yes.
So how long ago was it when you guys talked to him?
He said it was a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Month ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So he just wants to know why you disappeared, and we may already have our answer. There's just a lot of groceries in the cart, and you've moved on to a different treat.
So it's partially that, and partially that. Well, okay, so I get it that, you know, in this day and age, when you're meeting someone that you meet online, that you want to, like, Google them and make sure they're not a serial killer or whatever.
Yeah.
But he clearly, like, did some deep research on me in a kind of, like, weird way. Like, okay, so my Facebook is public, and I can only assume that he went on there because I had posted that I went to wine country last fall and that I was really getting into wine and stuff like that. And like out of the blue, he was just like, oh, wine, let's talk about some wine. And I was like, okay, you know, and it was cool. And lots of people like wine, but then it like started to get more and more personal. Like I also post a lot about horses because I love horses. I took horseback riding when I was a kid. And so, you know, like I love videos of horses. I post a lot of pictures, and he just would launch off into like equestrian riding.
He's like looking at the menu and he's like, ooh, the pimento cheese looks good. And have you ever seen a beautiful paint? Wow, I mean, such a gorgeous horse.
Oh, wait.
So a little bit like that.
Trying a little bit too hard, huh?
Yeah, it just, you know, it borderlines on stalking. Like, it's a little flattering, but, you know, that's the whole point of going on a date is that we're supposed to get to know each other about this kind of stuff. So, you know, if he calls in or you talk to him, just tell him to ease up on the creepy factor.
Or if you're going to do it, you got to own it. You know, if you stalk somebody's Facebook, you got to be like, so your Facebook is public and I trolled it. And then it's funny versus being creepy. But when you're like, Ladybird, speaking of birds, how about that horse? It's like, what? Where did that come from?
Oh, you're getting wine. Have you ever been to Napa on horseback?
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah. So he's either got to be more smooth or more honest.
Exactly. Yeah. Treading the line just equals no, thank you.
I think like you could still do that, but almost be funny about it. Like, hey, so obviously I looked you up before we got here and I saw your Facebook page. So I've learned 3 things about horses because I can tell you like them.
Exactly. And then,
like, I think, like when a girl, when you laugh at that.
Totally.
I would kind of appreciate that. But when you like try and do it as if you just happen to have all the same interests as me, it gets a little like we're in a weird rom-com that I don't want to be in.
I'm just envisioning the random ways that it comes up during the conversation too, because it's like
you know, the Kentucky Derby's right around the corner. Actually, isn't that in May?
Yeah, wait,
like,
what?
Because you ordered a bourbon drink. Oh, yeah. Bourbon.
Exactly.
Speaking of bourbon, how about that Kentucky Derby? Boy, those are beautiful horses. Do you like horses? All right. Well, thank you, Mia.
Thanks, Mia.
Thanks.
Good luck on your next match dates.
Oh, that just made me so happy to be married.
It just makes me happy that Mia's just like me and I'm not the only one. Like, Craig. Who's Craig? Now I remember.
Craig is on hold. He heard that whole conversation, and we'll come back to him.
Aw, poor thing.
3 minutes from right now, and we will get his thoughts on what Mia just shared with us about his oversharing.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.